friendship.
Don't waste my queen.
Yes.
Space. That song slaps.
And like they're, what? They're both on each other's albums and they yes. do have such a beautiful like synergy. Yeah. I just appreciate it so much. And even her, like her and Chloe, the voices. Woo!
I'm a classic man. You can be me when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.
Hello, yo, welcome to episode 63 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, V1, the only, your favorite pop culture enthusiast. And today, I am joined with a beaut, a creative director, presenter, and more. Sophia Carter, is it right?
Yes!
Good! So nice to meet you! You're so beautiful. Like, you are so stunning. Now, as I mentioned, you've got a lot to your name. So tell them who you are and all that you do.
Well, I am Sophia Carter. I'm mm-hmm. from Leicester, in case anyone picks up on the little accent.
Of course.
People always mention it. They always mention it. So
even well. I did.
Even you did. So we'll just, you know, get that out the way. Yeah. But yeah, currently I am a creative director mm-hmm. for a friend's brand.
Come on.
And I am a radio presenter. I dabble in modeling, you know.
Listen, stunner in that. You are a stunner, of course. It's only right.
Currently learning to DJ and new
Come
skill.
On.
You know, we do a bit of everything. Yes. Like I did social media management. Obviously, I still kind of dabble mm-hmm. in that again. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot that we do.
I love
so, yeah.
that.
And
I love
I'm a,
that.
The most important thing, I'm a music discovery influencer.
Yes.
I put people on.
I know, okay? That's right. Come yes. on, come on. That is so important. Let's start off with your friend's brand. Shout out your friend's brand and, of course, what you do for your friend's brand.
Yeah, so it's Creed Unknown. It's a collective. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are dancers. There's obviously a clothing brand and all that mm-hmm, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking to take it, you know, to the next level and see, you know, what could happen in 2023.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them as well. And also, you've been a creative director. What made you want to get into creative directing?
He asked me. I honestly always have ideas and about different things. So obviously mm-hmm. I'm very like a music critic as well. I'm very opinionated on like what's going on and, you know, pop culture.
That's why you're perfect for this episode.
Yeah,
you're so perfect for this.
We're always talking. Everyone always has ideas and mm-hmm. I constantly have mm-hmm. ideas and opinions on where things should be going and there's a gap in the market and this and
Absolutely.
That. And it made sense.
It's so needed as well. I can't lie, especially when it comes to the UK scene, it's very needed to have people that are honest. Because there's lack of honesty here. It's actually a problem.
Like, it's very concerning to me because mm-hmm. there's a lack of seriousness. It's like you can't say anything negative without being a hater.
Ciao.
And it's like people need to grow, people need to develop, they need constructive criticism. Not everything we say is hate, do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Sometimes it's in love. It might not come across the right way, or we need to like go back and the tone needs to be corrected or whatever. But like we need that feedback. Mm-hmm. We need that constant feedback. Not everything everyone does is great.
I agree with you on 100%. And you know what, even when I'm talking on a podcast, I'm like, oh my god, what if someone says to that person, would I get in trouble? I'm like, you know what, who gonna check me, boo? Where's the shit? We're gonna get straight later on anyway.
They need to be told. They're gonna
Absolutely.
Hear it from someone else.
I agree. I think it's best if we say it as people that are listeners. That like we'll only say it if we're listening, not say it out of hate, because
exactly.
I think haters are those that don't listen to them but have got an opinion. I feel like if we're listening, I think we have the right to be honest.
I feel like haters are ignorant as well.
Mm-hmm,
like we try and come with like less bias and come with the facts mm-hmm. and like a certain level of consciousness, whereas when you're a hater, it's just like
That's for no reason at all.
Nothing that person can do can like change your opinion,
I
no matter what
that.
Anyone says. Mm-hmm. That's
but that's
stan
culture. That is really stan culture. Stan culture. People say something is horrible whilst it's not. Like, I don't understand.
They're crazy.
But
you know, the worst ones are like mm-hmm. WizKid FC. I comment like I don't even really comment on say like celebs or musicians as much as I like them. I comment on like mm-hmm. platforms like Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
But one time WizKid was releasing a music video and I commented mm-hmm. on Instagram
uh-huh.
and I said something like cinematic. Like it was nice. It
yes.
looks good. And then one of his fans like came at me and I was like, what?
What I thought that was made in Lagos short film. Was it that?
Yeah.
You know what? I watched that visual. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was not really that impressed.
I agree.
Yeah.
So this was like the teaser. So like
yes.
the little advertisement
yes.
for it. And I was like, oh, it looks super cinematic. Mm-hmm. I'm like anticipating something great.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously it was like three songs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit like, it's WizKid. He could have done more.
I agree. A little bit more storytelling. I feel like it was just too Western media.
I obviously read like the social media comments and the YouTube comments, and everyone was praise. And I was like,
you're the fan
base. Like, are we being honest? I was like, who is? I'm glad you get it.
No, I love the visual for Essence.
Yeah.
But the visual for that short film, I was like, this feels like trying to be too Western. Like, I feel like the culture was taken away in that, if that makes sense. I agree with you on that. If they're flogging it, they just want to be honest about their
face. I think even True Love, because that's like my favourite
song.
Yes,
I love that song.
The music video disappointed me a little, because obviously it was a bit like... the background, we know the background wasn't real, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then obviously everyone was excited because Willie Harlow was in the video.
Yes.
But like Tate Ewald just wasn't even in it. Yeah. And I was a bit like, we couldn't have waited for schedules to sing.
Yeah, because he's the essence of the
song. He's the essence of the song.
No pun intended. No, I'm loving this already. But I agree with you on that as well. And also presenting, how did you get into presenting?
So it started with beauty pageants.
I believe that.
So my older sister's friend, like at her 18th birthday party, I just always remember she was late. And then from then on, I just remember her being the friend that was like Miss Leicestershire, and she did pageants and this and that. And I was like, oh, like I'm a very girly girl, just to let everyone know. My favourite colour is pink. Anything pink,
come on.
I love it. So I remember her being late, and then it was the friend that was Miss Leicestershire, and like, since you can't enter until you're 16, so I was a bit younger at that time. Okay. And then I just remember being like, oh, like crowns and dresses, ball gowns, that's my kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when I was 16, I entered, and I came fourth the first year, and then the second year that I competed, I won. So I was
winner. I know, that's right.
And then I competed in the Miss England grand finals twice. Mm-hmm. That was a really great experience, confidence builder and all of that. So as Miss Leicestershire, and say like a small local public figure, I did presenting, I attended charity events, I put on my own events, and that's just really how it came about. Amazing. It was so fun. Honestly, anyone trying to get into pageants, I fully recommend it. Like, get into the big systems, I would say, because... I'm not too sure about all the smaller ones. I can't really speak on them because I've not been involved in them. Mm-hmm. But say like Miss England, Miss Universe, Great Britain, like they are the segues into the big, big system. So like Miss England goes to Miss World, Miss Universe, Great Britain goes to Miss Universe. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree with
that. Yeah.
No, that is amazing. Where can they follow you, see your content, all that good stuff?
Oh, me? Yes. Everything is pretty much on social media, Sapphire Carter _. So that's Instagram, Twitter, even TikTok.
Yes, I love TikTok.
I
discovered you on TikTok, isn't it? It's true.
That's where
honestly,
this whole relationship started, guys.
I know, that's right. Come on.
I was in your TikTok comments.
It was my Bella, isn't it? It was my Bella's prototype video. Yeah, I remember this. No, shout out to Bella. We love Bella in this house, so don't we?
We
love Bella. And also shout out to Jade as well. I know you came from her brunch.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. I was so excited because being a tall girl.
Yes.
You know, the community is a little bit small where I'm from. I don't have, like, all my friends are shorter than me. Mm. Like, the average height or super short.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My smallest friend was 5 foot. And I'm
God. No, I'm not after her. It was just a shock. It was just a shock, please. I'm sorry.
He didn't mean it.
I promise you.
But I'm 5'11 without heels, and I am a person who loves to wear heels. I embrace my height. I've always been...
Honestly,
like since secondary school, I was taller than everyone pretty much. And then obviously everyone kind of shot up and caught me up eventually. But I've always been the tall one. I've always embraced my height. People have always loved it, and they've always wanted me to model and etc. Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like being tall. I can see over the crowds. I'm sorry.
I love that. You're not struggling with that.
Yeah. As a tall person, I don't believe in standing at the back. Unless it's like a picture where the small people need to be seen. I don't really believe in standing at the back.
Listen, be front and center. Own it. I support it. I love that. So shout out to Jade and her friend Rosanna London. We love Jade. I have to bring her on the podcast eventually.
Tall girl brunch.
Yes. Woo. Honestly, she's doing amazing. I'm so proud of her as a friend, and just seeing her like bridging that gap as well. So I love that. Shout out to Jade once
again. Shout out to Jade.
We love that. Before we go any further, of course, rest in peace to Chris Kababli, that's his name, who was shot by a police officer. He was unarmed. There's no answers. I think what angered me was, even on my way here, they were doing a peaceful protest, and then they labelled it as them marching for the Queen. And I, on my way here, I was so shocked. I
didn't even have any knowledge about this.
That's an hour ago.
So crazy.
Like, what were your thoughts when you saw the unfortunate news?
I just feel like this is 2022 and this Come is on. Still happening. Yeah. Like, that is the thought every single time. After, like, obviously the pandemic mm-hmm. and George Floyd yeah. and how much interruption it caused mm-hmm. within, yeah. like, societies yeah. and how many protests there were and mm-hmm. how many, like, things happened on social media. That was the only thing that we had at yeah. the time, social media, because yeah. we weren't yeah. able to go out into the world. But I think it's just super crazy that they're still doing this and the mm. fact that they can still do this and potentially get away with it. Because there's literally no information. How long ago did it happen?
About a few days ago.
Yeah, and the fact that
the police officer is still working as well.
The head of the Metropolitan Police obviously did that video and posted it on, like, social media. And it's just like, there's absolutely no information. He said nothing.
Nothing.
He literally said so much without saying anything.
But sending so much love to his family and his loved ones is very unfortunate. Amen. You don't love to hear that. So yeah, that's all on that. It's time for song association, and as we do, what we have to do is pick 5 words each, and we've got 5-10 seconds to think of a song that has the word in it. Actually sing it. We're gonna sing it. Okay,
sing.
We're gonna
you never guess what happened on the way here.
What happened?
Me and my Uber driver were singing.
What were you singing?
We're doing a duet.
What were you singing?
Obviously he's a bit older. He told me he's like 43. Mm-hmm. And we were doing Backstreet Boys. We did Dolly Parton and Jolene.
Come on, Jolene. Jolene. Jolene.
I have videos on my phone. It was hilarious.
No, I love that. I love that. That's all. Let's enjoy life as much as you can, because life's really tiring as it is.
Exactly.
Just enjoy, live. Do you want to go first with your 5 words?
Yeah.
You go ahead.
I feel like I get worse at this game every time, but we're going to do it. It's fine.
You know what it is? I'm usually good with thinking of something on the top of my head, but when it's the game now, there's so much pressure. The pressure is getting worse.
I feel like we're well versed
yes,
in music.
Yes, yes.
So
the pressure
worse.
When you're playing the game is just, ridiculous.
Okay.
Now go on.
Do I need a timer or anything?
If you can do a mental one, you can do an actual timer. Don't okay. mind.
The first word, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is more.
Oh, God. If you really want more, say it out louder. And more by Usher. Yeah, I don't know the words like that.
You got it.
Yeah,
got
I got it.
It.
Cool?
Yes, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready for the next one? Toxic.
All of this love is toxic. Kehlani. We love some Kehlani in this household.
That one was fast. Yes. Are you going to see her in December?
Yes! I can't wait! Are you going?
I haven't brought tickets yet.
I think it's sold out now.
Is it?
I'm going to have to
talk to someone.
Listen, you have to get in there. But it's Brixton Academy. You know goodness. What? Before we go any further, I went to see Megan about 2-3 weeks ago. That venue was horrendous. That's O2 Academy Brixton. Yeah, I went, and she was amazing. But she was late. Megan, you were late.
Okay.
But
tardy.
That venue is actually horrific.
I've only been there once ever.
What was that?
That was the Kiz Daniels.
Okay, how was that?
It was nice. I was upstairs, but the balcony was shaking. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. No, I was standing, but, like, we were sweating and people were fainting before she even came out. People felt like every 5 minutes someone was dropping on the floor.
No.
So I've got Remedy, I've got Adekunle Gold and Kehlani. So I'm praying to God Almighty that we don't pump and pass out. Because, you know, myself, if I didn't get water from the back, I probably dropped on the floor as well. Literally. So let's see how that goes.
That venue needs to, like, sort.
What is it? AC.
Sort something
just
out.
AC, but I've got 2 points at the moment. Your 3rd word,
okay? Touch.
Oh, touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Stop. It's a Busta Rhymes. Touch it, the remix.
Okay, you're doing good
for once. Because I have flopped the last two. So
okay, burn.
I'm on fire. Just let it burn. There's no running. Just for some of a little bit.
Okay, last one. Mm-hmm. This one should be easy for you.
Okay.
Bad.
Oh. Bad boys are always catching
my
eye.
I thought
the was right. You're going to say what? High five.
I
love that.
Head.
I love that. That was a banger right there.
Iconic.
Come on. Let's do the choreography as well.
Yes. You know that little, yeah, the little pump.
And then the whoop. I love it. So it's your turn. Your first word is look.
Look.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Got 5 more seconds.
Oh, my God, stop. It's the Prosecco. Stop.
Come on, Jade. Thank you, Jade, for letting me win.
No, Jade.
Oh, no. How is for look?
Who's got someone
such When I look into your eyes, all I see is your wings.
Stop it. No. That is one of my favourite songs.
I'm saying the pressure when you're playing this game is not easy.
No.
Damn.
That's embarrassing. Okay, let's go with the
Okay, next word. Way.
Oh my gosh, I actually know. There's so many songs called Run My Way. Mm-hmm. There's so many songs.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
No, honestly, guys, this is... I'm sorry, my 10 seconds probably up. But this is a reminder to not, like... I went to brunch and it was bottomless brunch. So obviously, I have to thank
Jay for this because I'm getting away with
it. My receptors are very slow right now.
Gosh.
Like, the receptors are 0 miles per hour. What is going on? Wait,
I'll give you a chance. Way. let me give you an artist at least. Ariana Grande.
I'm thinking.
Debut single, come on.
I'm thinking about God is a Woman.
Oh, no, that God is a Woman. That God is a Woman. Okay, time is up. My thought was, I love the way.
Oh,
I'm thinking,
yeah. Mac Miller.
Yeah, and Ariana Grande. That was my clue for you.
Oh, no.
Okay, the third word, back.
Back.
Come on. There's a couple.
This is actually awful.
Wow.
This is so bad.
Wow.
I feel like everything's dropped out of my head. Back.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back. Sexy back. Hey.
Yes. Come on. We've got the point. At last.
I'm the cusp, guys.
That's Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. I love that. That song is actually a classic, by the way. A classic. Wow. Oh, okay, the fourth word.
Go down in history.
Nah, I can't believe it. The fourth word, though, before.
Before.
Yeah.
Saf. Before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the pressure is getting worse.
I feel like I'm sweating and. Oh my gosh, there are no songs before.
Was thinking of Adekunle Girls Before You Wake Up. That song is so beautiful.
No,
Before You Wake Up.
That's in my playlist.
Oh, damn. Gosh.
Okay, let's do the last
words. Break.
I've got 1 point.
You can get two.
I'm break my soul.
Come on, you will break my heart.
that one was easy. I have 2 points.
Come on, I love that. Let me give you one more word.
2 out of 5.
Let me give you one more word.
And what?
Let me give you one more word, just to be fair.
Now he's giving me extra time. What is this?
Let me give you another word. Let me go through my playlist and see. Duh.
Duh?
Yeah, T-H-E.
Duh.
Yeah. That is the easiest one.
No.
C-H-E? Come on. The boy is mine. Come on.
No, that was a trick one.
I
would have said duh. 2 out of 5.
Two out of five. It's okay.
It's okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I tried small. It's time for the classic fave, and you picked S Club 7's debut album, S Club.
Yes.
Now, when you mentioned this, you mentioned a couple of options. You mentioned Aaliyah. I think you mentioned Britney as well, didn't it?
Britney, yes.
But when you mentioned, I was like, you know what? This unlocked a memory. I remember I was like 4 or 5 one day when they blew. I won't say they even rose. They blew straight away, child. I think they had a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the Miami 7 or something like that.
Yes.
God.
Yes. I used to watch. That was amazing. Like. That was great TV. We have good TV,
mm-hmm.
But that was great TV.
For that time especially, yes. They were getting reality TV so early. Can you imagine, like, before the Love and Hip Hop?
Before the time.
But what made you pick this album for this segment?
I just feel like you said, it was like a memory unlocked. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on a lot of, so my dad was a DJ and obviously he did like lots of R&B and soul and all that stuff. But watching... Obviously, we used to, as kids, majority of us, we used to watch like the music channels, and like pop music was
big
a massive
part of my
time for
culture,
pop music, and it was some of the greatest pop music put out. Like,
yep.
if I'm if I'm not mistaken.
Very true.
So that was just, like, I loved bands as well. Obviously, we don't have that many bands and groups and stuff anymore, like, especially UK.
Yeah.
And there are a few coming out, so I'm excited.
You've got Flow. Yes, I'm so excited for Flow.
We've got a band, a boy band called Saki.
Come on, they're that's amazing. Four, what's the genre?
Four Brothers, pop.
Okay, that's amazing. So, yeah, we need that.
That EP is good. It's good. Good. So I'm rooting for them. I'm always here for groups. But yeah, S Club 7, obviously they were mixed as well. So yes. I remember when we had like Liberty X.
Yeah.
That was a time.
Sexy.
Yes. And everything.
My God. What? I was too young for that song, just a little. We were too young for that.
Listen, like McDonald's even had the little music players.
Oh my God. You know what? Yeah, that McDonald's toy. It put me onto bangers. There's one from my Tokyo hotel called Monsoon, yeah. I discovered it through that toy.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud. Oh, another memory unlocked.
It was great. That was when McDonald's was at its prime. Everyone was at their prime, all right? Yes. There was innovation.
Yes.
But yeah, S Club 7 were doing their thing. And then obviously a member left. I think it was Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And they just became S Club.
Yeah.
And they actually only... I was researching and they were only like out for 5 years.
Yes.
And I was like, that's such a
They came back briefly,
period.
But that didn't last long either.
Like, what was that, 2013? Yes. Like, we didn't really...
Yeah, appreciate it. I think we weren't receptive to it.
We weren't.
But
yeah, it was just a great time in my life. I loved like their film, Seeing Double.
Yes.
And they obviously... Did you watch that film?
I watched it, but no, it's so faint in my memory. Honestly, like, even the album, I was like, oh my God, this song.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it because of you. I said, wow. What an album.
And they were all the classics you'll hear. Yeah. Reach Up for the Stars or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even their slower ones. I never had a dream
come true.
Hey.
To the day that I find you. What a bad girl.
Absolutely amazing.
Love that song.
Their film was always one of my favorite, like, artist films, mm-hmm. you know, and musicians doing films and stuff.
Yes.
Like, they got cloned,
mm-hmm.
and then they, like, tried to kill them, and it was a lot going on, and I really enjoyed it. What a time to be alive.
They were really, really putting thought into these music, into these films. I loved it so much. What were your favourite songs on the debut album?
Probably...
Let me go with my list as well. I got a couple. Yes. Let me go through. For my side, I loved Bring It All Back.
Yes,
classic. Two in a Million.
Mm-hmm.
S Club Party. That's visual.
I am so sorry.
What?
That song. Like, it's going to go down in history.
Absolutely.
I don't even think the kids know about it now.
No.
Like, Gen Z, what are you doing?
Listen. Now, I can't lie, I feel sorry for them, though, because the songs that we had, the visuals that we had, it doesn't compare to what they have now.
No.
It doesn't compare. Honestly. Like, S Club Party, them on the dance floor, the bright coloured outfits, I'll never forget.
And, like, the part breakdancing.
Listen!
It was great.
Listen!
It was great.
I love that. So, what else I love? Viva La Fiesta. It reminded me of Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy? I think the person that created this group, let me find the name, Simon Fuller,
mm-hmm.
he was also the manager for Spice Girls.
Yes.
So I said, that makes so much sense.
It does.
Said, okay.
So when
I heard that song, I was like, this is giving Spice Girls, mm-hmm. but younger and more appropriate.
Yes, more appropriate.
Gonna Change the World and Hope for the Future were my favourites on the album. So those are my favourite songs on that album. But that's Never A Dream Come True. That's my favourite song from them completely.
That is one of the top ones. S Club Party as well. Mm-hmm. Cause I just feel like I feel like it was on at my birthdays. You know, like,
listen, does McDonald's parties?
Yeah, obviously as a child, you don't remember many of, unless you're like have an extraordinary brain.
Yeah.
You don't remember many of your memories, but like music. Ties to memories. So
absolutely.
when you hear a song or like you think of a song, you're like, oh my God, that reminds me
of
this
the
school
parties,
disco or this or that.
Yeah.
So yeah, amazing.
I agree.
And then obviously we got S Club 8.
Yes. But I feel like for me, they didn't compare to the S Club 7
They tried and it was nice to have like, you know, teeny bops.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. And I was saying to Manny before that S Club was my first ever concert.
Let's get into that.
I must have been like, I was like 5 or 6, mm-hmm. I don't know. But I went to the O2, which was then named the Dome.
When he said that, I said, oh my God, our age is showing.
Our age
in the Dome, you know. I said, not the Dome.
But yeah, I went to the Dome, mm-hmm. and S Club was my first concert. And obviously S Club 8 opened for them.
Yeah.
And I must have been in like, you know, the... tier one or like right at the top.
Yeah.
And they were going to call like a girl on stage. And I don't know why I thought it'd be me.
They have to get from the top, bring you all the way around to get to the bottom.
And I was so sad when it was like a girl from the bottom. And I was like, what? But no, great time.
What experience. What is your favourite concert of all time, if you consider what you've been to when you were younger till now? What are your favourite concert?
Ooh, all time. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Who have I seen? I go to a lot of live shows now.
Come on, I love that.
Obviously small and intimate, mm-hmm. and very big as well, so like mm-hmm. many of the O2. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a festival goer. I feel like that will neither change mine, next year. I feel mine. Like next year we need to change that a little mm-hmm. bit, just to yeah. experience it.
I mean, I'll do VIP though, because I can't lie to you.
Of course, no.
Being in the regular crowd.
There's no other way.
It's too much.
We're not doing anything else.
No, thank you. Number one, thank you.
Best of all, who sounded the best?
Just the overall experience.
Overall experience, I really enjoyed Thames. It was a little bit hot, so I was distracted. But
where was her one at?
It was at Coco London.
Okay.
Is that Camden?
I'm not even. Yeah, it's mere locations. I'm the worst. I'm the most reliable source.
Coco Camden. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Londoner, but I'm here quite a bit. Thames was obviously not long ago. It was like 2 months ago, and mm-hmm. she was just amazing. She didn't have any guests on the night that I went. I'm not sure about her second show in London, but. For me, she just sounds, her voice resonates with me, and it's so soulful.
Yeah.
And there's just something about her. She has a presence and mm-hmm. a prowess. Yeah. And for me, it can't be replicated.
No.
Do you know what
no,
I mean?
It's like so unique.
She just brings something different. Yeah. Like Thames is Thames, and that is it.
I agree with you on
For sure. And she sounds like she sounds the same, and then on some songs better than her studio recordings. And that's a bit of a rarity these days.
I love that, because Charles, people need the auto-tune, honey. They need the auto-tune. What's your favourite Thames song? What's your favourite song by Thames?
So Broken Ears is obviously my favourite project.
Of course.
I feel like The Key.
Anytime
I listen to The Key, it gets me like, whoo!
The emotions in that song.
And that is when you know it's good music.
Yep.
It's evoking so much emotion mm-hmm. out of you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy.
My favourite Thames song might be Looku Looku. I think that I heard that one after Essence, but that song is a banger. A banger. What else do I love? The Keys, as you mentioned. Replay. Of course. Like, I'm so excited for her future. It was good enough
so
now.
Excited.
Imagine
like,
the future.
I'm anticipating the album.
Yes.
I think hopefully like next year, 2023, Thames mm-hmm. will give us an album. But just her success and obviously being featured on like Beyonce's album and like Essence with Wizkid being, and even Kanye West, The Post by Kanye.
When he posted that screenshot saying that was one of the best songs ever, whatever, I said, come on, Taste. I love that. That made me so happy.
We know Kanye is one of the greatest and mm-hmm. we respect his opinion. So the fact that he even like posted that and said that was something.
Listen, that kind of like cosign is amazing.
That kind of cosign, like not many people, especially
from Kanye.
You're not getting a cosign.
I love that. But that is our classic fave and more. I think we spoke about so many things. I'll let you know. But use the hashtag TCM Shed. Let me know your thoughts on Twitter. I love how people joined the conversation recently. Keep on going. I love it. I'll reply to y'all.
Please.
Listen, I love that. So thank you for joining the conversation. And actually, whilst I'm thanking you guys, someone tweeted that they're looking for a producer, I guess, for a podcast for The Guardian. And I went on Twitter. My timeline was flooded with I said, what? I'm a Cancer. So I got emotional.
Woo!
I said, wow. So of course, I'm not having them yet, but let's see what they say. But the support alone, because at one point, this podcast almost ended, child. So the fact that, I can't lie to you, because this year was tough,
mm-hmm.
but that was such a reminder of like, be grateful for the support, because to get support like that, money can't buy that. So
and
I'm really grateful. Thank you. I appreciate that, Sha. But I have to thank them so much, because support like that, especially in this England, because people are so bad vibes.
It's hard out here.
So I'm so grateful for that. But we're going to go into the latest releases, mm-hmm. and it's only right to start with our babes, Ari Lennox. She dropped her EP a few weeks ago called Away Message, and then her album came out yesterday, Age, Sex, Location. What were your thoughts on both the EP and the album?
I am just so proud of her.
Obviously
the album dropped like yesterday, mm-hmm. and 2 weeks prior she gave us an EP, and mm-hmm. I was like, work great, because she's been quiet for a while.
Yeah.
And before that period, obviously she was probably making the music during that time.
Yeah.
But there was just a period on social media where everyone was giving her such a hard time. She was always going on live and she was doing the rants, and mm-hmm. like, whilst I found it funny, then I had to like step back at one point and I was like, this isn't entertaining anymore. Like, it's sad. Like, she shouldn't have to keep doing this. And, like, no one else is really coming to her defense. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you on that.
So I feel like it was nice that she took a little break mm-hmm. and she came back and she gave us like amazing music.
Yeah.
I loved the EP. I loved the album even more. And yeah. the fact that she has only a handful of features, because you know sometimes yes. now albums are just filled with features.
So dependent on the features
exactly,
to carry
and,
it.
Like the names and people pulling over this audience mm-hmm. and whatnot. Like it's literally just her and a couple of people. Obviously her and Summer Walker have a beautiful friendship.
Don't waste my queen
yes.
space. That song slaps.
And like they're,
what?
They're both on each other's albums and they yes. do have such a beautiful like synergy. Yeah. I just appreciate it so much. And even her, like her and Chloe, the voices. Woo!
Not at the same time. We're in sync, baby.
We are in sync.
What? No, I have to agree with you on that because I can't lie. That Chloe something is called, I don't know if I forgot, it's called Leak It?
Yeah.
So Leak It with Chloe, that is one of Chloe's best deliveries, such as
it
a solo
is.
Artist. What? That production.
She came through. Sickening.
For me, the EP set the tone. I was like, it's just the EP. These are throwaway songs.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the album.
Imagine.
So if I go into the EP first, let me go into it quickly. I'm always making weird noises. Let's see. If I go to the EP, I can't lie to you. Tattooed. It should have been on the actual album because that song is quality.
Go for the list.
So all the songs are amazing. No Settling, Gummy, Bitter. Of course, we heard Queen Space on there first, put her on the album.
Queen Leonard.
Wow.
Since talented. Baby, we have been waiting.
Listen, and I can't lie to you, Summer's delivery on Queen Space, one of her best. I feel like Summer's features recently have been really on point. I feel like she's singing from the diaphragm, like she's singing
I
from
feel
the
like
soul.
She's finding herself.
Yes.
And obviously, since she's like pregnant, maybe this is just like a new
yeah.
chapter for her
yeah.
and like a rejuvenation.
I agree with you on that.
Obviously, I didn't go to Wireless, but mm-hmm. seeing her performance and like.
You know, I cried when I was like, I was like, oh my God.
Exactly. Like, it's just, it's so beautiful.
It was so
to
sweet
see.
To see. And I think seeing artists being loved and appreciated is just, mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
And just being authentic.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
We don't need
she's just herself.
We don't need a full performance from you every time when mm-hmm. we can see that it's like real and raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you on that. And then the album, though, of course, I love the singles. Hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie is such a beautiful song. The visual is stunning. I first spoke about it in my last episode.
She's just
of course, Pressure.
She's a beautiful girl.
Oh,
like.
Stunning. Keep your eyes on me. Eyes on me, apply the pressure. That song is amazing.
The only thing I will say mm-hmm. is that I don't know how you feel about like numbers with tracks and
mm-hmm.
albums,
mm-hmm.
but I always feel like 12 is a tad short.
You know what? Yeah, because of
like,
pop.
A tad.
You know, I feel like that is the safest place to keep it because
12.
I feel like attention span. But you know what it is? I don't
yeah.
think it's the number of songs, but I think it's the duration of the album. Because mm. I think it's 41 minutes. I was like, it finished a little bit too quickly. That's my I agree with you on that in terms of the
okay.
duration, but not
so,
the number.
Yeah. Okay.
I think 12 is like the standard, especially when it comes to like pop albums. So I think I'm so used to that.
I think 12 is the standard.
This is a pop album, like the Rihanna's and the Beyonce's back in the day. I think now it's changed a little. From Beyonce gave us a little bit more, I think, with Renaissance. Did she give us more Renaissance?
I feel like people are doing 14, 15.
Yeah, you know what? That is true. Then we've got
just,
Chris Brown doing 48.
I needed a couple more. Obviously, the album is absolutely great. I'm not bashing it
of course,
in
of course.
Any way. But I feel
no,
like
it's a fair critique.
I could have been given like a couple more.
See, but you know what? In my mind, I have actually meshed up the EP with the album. I feel like, to be fair, I think certain songs on the EP should have been on the album. But you know what? I respect her decision for that.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're right. Even Renaissance has 16 songs.
I feel
so
like next
I get
time
it.
She should do a listening party with us.
Yes, I agree. No, I saw like a list of events that she had planned for the week. So I think she did like
a
comedy show and mm-hmm. she needed that. I think she underestimates how big she is here and how loved she is here because
I feel like
what?
A few American artists did. I forget who it was. And they were just like, oh, I didn't realize my UK audience was
yeah.
like
that. Oh, Tim Taylor.
Who?
Tim Taylor last week because she had
yeah.
a show and
oh
she cried.
Goodness.
She broke down.
I was like, what?
That looks really good.
I was like, are you joking? I did get to go because I was working. But
oh.
we won't talk about that. It looked absolutely insane and.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she brings Junie along and
beautiful
crazy.
Child.
And Janet
honestly.
Jackson was supporting her.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love Tina Taylor, but the album. Let's get. Oh my God, Boy Bye with Lucky Day. I can't lie. I thought they were flirting with me. Even though I'm not. They don't know who I am.
You were idiots.
They don't know who I am, but I'm gonna take it as they were flirting with me. Okay, Lucky Day is so fine, and Ari just as fine as well. We need a visual for this song, Boy Bye, because of the storytelling, the chemistry they have on the song alone. I can't imagine the visual.
We need more visuals in general.
Yeah.
Like, we've been saying this, like, we got a 12-track album, we'll get, like, two or three visuals, maybe. And it's like, the rest of the songs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because I feel like the visual for Pressure and Hoodie are so top quality already.
Yeah.
If you can continue with that with this era, I'll be so happy. Even the artwork is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
The colours, like, her fit.
Everything is so well streamlined.
Yes. I agree with you on that 100%. Yeah. What other songs do I love? I love, Stop By is the song. That is the song. I think I love what is even placed after Boy Bye. I love Leak It, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I love a good interlude.
Yeah.
So I appreciated the interlude.
Like, it just gives us a little bit of a pause. Now, let's just reset, you know? I love it. And I think it's your personality there as well. Her personality shines there as well. Mm-hmm. I love Mean Mug. I think I love a majority of the songs.
You know what?
But I think POF, I wasn't really a fan of. Blocking You was okay, but I think other than that, I love it.
As an opener, I was a bit like, okay, maybe let me get into it on the next one.
Yeah, she didn't give too much away too quickly with that song, so yeah. I can respect that at least. But Waste My Time as well, it grew on. I didn't like it in my first listen, but I liked it when I played that again.
Maybe I need to listen again. Like, it didn't really resonate with me. But usually, my first opinion of a song. I have very good ears, so my first opinion of a song, it rarely changes.
Yeah,
I can tell usually sometimes within like the first 10 seconds or like whatever, and people are like, oh no, you need to get into it. I'm like, no, I don't need to get into it. I know.
So what were your favourites on the album as well?
My favourites were definitely, so like, I enjoyed Pressure, obviously Boy Bye, obviously Leak It, obviously all the features, but yeah, Pressure, Stop By. I think I need to take another listen because I only had one. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my opinions rarely change, but we'll go again.
No, I respect that. I absolutely respect that. Because for me as well, I played it the first time yesterday. Then today I played it, I was like, this hits different. I was like, I don't know what it was, but I was like, okay, I love it. I love, because at first I did love the EP more than the album, I have to be honest. But when I played it, I was like, you know what? This is definitely an album. And I wish her all the best of this album in terms of like nominations, it being recognised, because she put her whole foot in that.
It's hard.
A sophomore album.
I definitely hope she does well.
Yeah, I agree as well. I hope that even our own as well, like the BETs, the Soul Trains, they come correct, because child, they're missing the mark sometimes.
The award shows, they need to have a little revamp.
Child, we're gonna get to one of them. There's one that we're gonna have to get into later on, because that one as well, they got me all the way messed up.
They got you heated.
Listen, where to Beyonce? I gotta cool it down, heated. But that's our thoughts on Ari Lennox's album. Should we pause? Are you okay with the temperature here? Do you want to get it lower?
Oh no, it's good.
It's good?
It's good, yeah.
Okay. But we've got Western next, who they released their album actually. But a lot of them know about the album coming out on TL.
Have we even listened?
So they released their album Western Season 3. Now, my journey with this, of course, I was aware of Unload with Skilly Bang. I feel like I said the name right.
Yeah.
So I was aware of the song. I love the song. But then I heard it was an album, concert, an album. I was like, I've not really seen any promo. I've not really seen any paid ads or promoted ads at minimum. So I just even asked, are they signed? And I feel like they were, but I feel like they're independent.
Oh, they're
independent now. So I think that made a little bit more sense. I was like, okay, this makes sense. But I think there's also a delay with the album. It must be out earlier, but I think with one of the members, there was an issue and then it caused a delay. But what were your thoughts on their rollout with this album?
I think, plainly put, abysmal. Because, like, being nice. Just, how I found out about it was, obviously, like, I am plugged into music and whatever, and, like, you'll see this person's releasing, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I saw that. But I think I saw just, like, people randomly posting it.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I agree
like,
with you on that.
As a music head and someone who's super into it, I shouldn't have to then see it through other people where I could potentially miss their stories and just like completely overlook that Western had a whole release.
A whole album. And you know what the sad thing is? The album is so good. Like, if I go into it right now, it's a really good album. You know what? I was kind of afraid that's going to be the same old sound, but they do explore different sounds. Hailey is my goal. I feel like Hailey is the Beyonce
super
of Western.
Talented,
like, the vocals, it's ridiculous. So Waiting For Me is a favourite. Is with, how do I say his name? Parsaloo. So Waiting For Me with Parsaloo, we've got Bella's vocals at the end. I was shocked.
Miss Mayo.
I know this voice. I said, this is my friend. But she did amazing with her additional vocals on the song. I love Unload, Reload, Influence with Dexter Daps, Honest with this name now. Niviri, the storyteller. I hope that's your name. Honest, Never Leave, and Close and Personal. There are 15 songs on this album, so that okay, that's right up your street.
Yes,
that's right up your street. So I think there are 15 songs.
Running time,
53 minutes, which is decent.
That's decent. Bad, yeah.
You know what? I do like this album. I do wish it got a better promo, and I wish it was released in the summer.
How do you feel like it's gonna go now? Obviously, the rollout wasn't great, but now it's released and people are finding out about it. Do you feel like it will do a bit better?
You know, I feel like they've got time to at least give us the promo
ads,
because they need to have an interview. If it's not No Signal, at least. Because I think they've done interviews before, so I was like, I just don't know what happened here.
We need to get into that as well, because I feel like after UK releases, we don't hear much. We don't see interviews. We don't see like, we see a bit of content, but I don't feel like that's not enough.
I agree with you on that.
100%. People need to be talking, like shameless self promotion.
Listen,
shameless.
Like, I believe in that across the board. Whether you're a musician, a podcaster, a writer, whatever you are, or whoever you are. You need to push it as if it's a baby, okay? As if it's a baby. Push it out.
Like, people work on projects for so long, and just to not have it promoted like that is just, it's sad to
see. I agree with you. Someone said on Twitter that Western teams get fired, and I have to agree. I can't lie to you, because the fact that, even like you said, for me, some people even said that they didn't even see it in their Spotify. Like, how can you not see it on Spotify? Oh, God, it's ridiculous. That is not right.
It's not acceptable.
So, but I am rooting for them, though. It's a good album.
Maybe I'll just keep posting and tag them. And,
I'll make a viral TikTok. Come on.
I know the formula now.
Yeah, come on. No, that's right. You know what? Word of mouth is so powerful. So I've learned a lot of songs, a lot of artists through people putting me on. So what you're saying is, your banter is true. It actually is right. They need to. So any support would definitely help. So shout out to Western.
Shout out.
Good album. Next, I've got Asake. So ask me if I said the right way, because I want to say Asake, and my friend was like, no, I'm going to flog you right now.
No.
It's Asake.
I'm like, oh, my British accent.
He released his album, Mr. Money with the Vibes. What were your thoughts? Have you got to this album yet?
I've listened to majority of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a few songs when I got busy and I couldn't
of course,
listen.
I understand.
So, I really enjoy it. He is just a great, great, like, artist.
A breath of fresh air.
Like, every song, everyone is learning the words to, like, that. And, like, it's so hard to learn lyrics nowadays. Mm-hmm. I kid you not.
Yeah.
Like,
just because he's even singing Yoruba for the most part as well, so it's hard.
We know lyrics from 20 years ago. Yes. Now we're struggling. But everyone knows the song. Everyone knows the vibe. Like, they're going viral. They're trending. They're this, they're that. Like, they're doing good numbers, basically. Yeah. And everyone's enjoying the vibe. Yeah. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I feel like he's a breath of fresh air, and he's someone that we need on the scene.
Absolutely.
Like, he's filling a gap. Yeah. He's filling a gap for sure.
Now, I just love the overall package, like his style, his sound is so distinctive. How he's been taking Amma Piano as well and incorporating into his sound as well. I feel like it's just so unique. And yeah, this is a very enjoyable experience. Like, unique. That hit me late, but I caught it on time. No, unique. That's what you are. No, I love Renaissance. Listen, you know what? Let's actually get into that, because Renaissance, it's made it hard for me to actually take in other music. I can't lie to you.
Okay,
I feel like,
what were you on before?
I don't know. Renaissance, is like, I listen to it, I'm like, okay, let me try something else. But then I run back to it again. So, you know, so I feel like I've got like capacity,
it's
20% capacity for other music. I've got 80% capacity for Renaissance.
Yeah, no, it is a little bit addictive.
Very addictive.
I'd have to force myself. I struggled to get past the first half of the album because, like, the first songs I just have on repeat, and I'm I know the lyrics in this. And
Alien Superstar, Cozy.
Alien Superstar, I'm sorry. Like, that is mine now, Beyonce.
No, I love that album so much. But back to Asake, look how good the is now. No, my favorite songs on Asake's album are Organized. Organized has to be a single by 5x4. Organized. I said, come on, I love it. Peace Be Unto You, of course. That song is perfection. Like, the production, his delivery, I love it. Muse, I think for Joha, and wow, this word here, let me open my eyes. Sunmumi, I think. I said it right.
You that one.
Listen, that's the second to last track on the album. But I do love this album. I hope I can pick up certain things. I don't speak Yoruba, I'm not Nigerian. But I hope I can pick up some certain phrases and lines
really
from there.
I really hope that we see, like, we have a show from him soon.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree, because I feel like his performances are really good as well. I think there was one that I saw go around. I think it started off a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
And then he caught himself. So I'm rooting for a little bit of polishing,
we're,
you know.
We're here for that.
We're here for it,
people. That's what practice is for. Practice makes perfect.
I agree with you 100%. Our second to last release, Rema. He dropped a remix for Calm Down with Shock Selena Gomez. What were your thoughts on this remix?
So first, obviously, I saw that she went to his show, and this was before they said they were doing, like, the bringing out the song together. And I was like, oh, like, I quoted it, and, like, loads of his fans, like, retweeted it. Yeah. I was like, oh, Selena's kissing up Rema. Like, how interesting.
I thought they were even dating.
I was like, what's going on? And then, obviously, I was like, ah, it makes sense now. Yeah. But I think it was just one of those, for me, it was just reaching someone else's audience.
I agree.
Like, it wasn't really needed, but in terms of numbers and growth and development, I understand a business move.
Yeah. I agree with you on that as well, because for me, when I saw it, I was like, okay, this is giving Essence Remix 2.0 in terms of getting a Western artist that doesn't even fit with the sound.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like she tried, but it's not for me personally. Her fans ate it up. They loved it on TikTok.
Her fans I can't even call them fans. They're stans. Absolutely
stans, yeah.
Because her fans are crazy as well. They love everything she does. Yeah,
absolutely. They said that was her best delivery yet on a feature. I was like, I said, all right. I said, okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to come and agree to disagree before they come and beat me up, but okay.
Not publicly, no.
But I think for me, I got the purpose of it. She's one of the biggest artists when it comes to like numbers as well. I think she's got like, that's my check, 23 million monthly listeners on Spotify. That was even the last my check. I don't know if it's gone out by then, but that is crazy. Let me confirm now, because baby's gone out. Hold on, because her numbers, people feel like, it doesn't make sense.
I didn't know until a couple of years ago, because obviously she went like heavily into acting.
Yes. I loved her acting, by the way.
Yeah, her acting was cool. And
37
like,
million. Oh my God.
37
million monthly listeners on Spotify. And people are asking why.
When is the last time she put out her own music?
She had an album that got a Grammy. Let me confirm. She Rare. So it came out in 2020. I think she released a Spanish album as well. Even the Calm Down remix has got 19 million streams in a week.
No, her fan base is absolutely crazy. Because first of all, I didn't even know about that last album.
Yeah.
I thought she hadn't released music.
Let
for
me even double check
a while.
God, like I couldn't believe 37 million listeners. You know what? That's what I'm saying. I didn't understand it with the Essence remix. I think I really hated it, to be honest. But with this one, even though I can tolerate it, I'm not going to put it in my personal playlist, but I get it. I understand the purpose of it.
No, for sure. Makes sense. I think the unremixed version.
Of course, I've got the original in my personal playlist till now. Like, but that's our thoughts on that. Again, for me personally.
I mean, like, Rema is doing absolutely, he is like the future.
He is a rock star,
like
right
he
now.
Said. He is a rock star.
Rock star.
And I can't wait to go see him.
No, I'm so excited. You know, I'm dreading the venue. God help me. But we'll make it.
I'm going to have to, I haven't even brought tickets yet, but I think I'm going to have to go see him in a different city. I don't think I can do London.
If you go to London one, do bring a fan and do wear like clothes, because you're going to be sweating like a dog.
Oh, you know how I like to dress.
Come on.
Like backstage. Side stage.
Even the Megan show, going back to that again, like she had to keep on throwing water bottles into the audience because she couldn't say everyone was just dehydrated.
I enjoy the vibe of the audience for sure, like when people are singing along, but when it gets into like the pushing, too many bodies and like the sweating and touch, like it's too much.
What's your favourite Rema song before you go on to DJ Khaled?
Oh, Rema. Oh my gosh. So it just speaks to me. The first song on the album, Divine. Obviously, that is his name. Like, the spirit,
your taste,
the spiritual.
Your taste in music.
Spiritual.
What? Wow.
You like that one?
That whole album is just one of the best that we've got for Afrobeats. Like, what?
Like, honestly.
But you made the right choice with Divine. That's an amazing song,
like,
choice.
Like, the fact that he's obviously speaking about, like, how his name came about and his mom. And it just, like, there's so much of him and so much, like, guys, I can't even speak.
Listen,
Rema, if you're listening, I love you.
No, we love you, sir. We love you and your artistry. You're amazing. My favorite song, Ginger Me. Hey,
yes.
Hey, now you're loving the ginger me. They give me the love and the
energy. Have you watched like his interviews as well?
Yes, I've seen
it. Like, obviously, sometimes.
And he's so young as well.
I feel like he's misunderstood sometimes online. So I try not to listen to too much of that.
Of course,
obviously. have my own opinion. Mm-hmm. But watching his interviews, like, he is very mature. He understands what he's talking about. And I just can't wait to see what happens with him.
Same here. This remix, definitely you can go very far. Yeah, very far.
Business move. Come on. Okay.
I respect it. Get the money, sir. Get that money. Because those streams, gonna get a check. Okay, the last release. DJ Khaled and this album, God Dudes.
You go first.
Now, for me, let me go through the featuring artists because I went through the list, basically everyone. But I love the pairing of artists. So I think there was SZA and Future. I saw that there was Lato. Was it the City Girls that I saw? Let me go through the list again. I'm going off the top of my head.
He's friends with everyone.
Yeah, you know, I respect that he's connected. It's a lot of the City Girls. Uh-huh. We've got Don Toliver, who I love, and Travis Scott, who I love them together. Let's forget about Kodak Black. I don't know that man. So it's that man. We got Drake and Lil Baby. I keep interrupting the episode to talk about stuff. But I went to the screening for his documentary, Untrapped.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Nice.
Like, I didn't know much about him before the release of that documentary.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, his personality slaps. His children are so adorable. They have so much personality. You see, like, when you get to know him, like, okay, they have his personality.
That you feel like it's a must watch. Because I saw a little bit of conversation around it.
No, you need to watch it.
And I was like, I need to take time out to watch this. Because people were going crazy. They were like, I've watched the Lil Baby documentary and now I need to work 10 times as hard and I need to do this. I need to grind tomorrow.
He came from the struggle. So I feel like he was also very smart as well growing up. So I think people are definitely right in terms of, okay, no sleep, 24 hours in a day. You know, rise and grind. No, but in all seriousness, though, he's amazing. But back to the album.
Yes.
Yeah, I went through the album. I couldn't finish it just so I can talk about it on the album. Because, like, no, I only got through because of the podcast. Yeah. I was like, I need to get through this album so I don't play it again. I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it?
Oh. Have you heard it?
Yes, I listened to it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't super taking it in because I was doing work at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I enjoyed a few. With DJ Khaled, I feel like it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, he does these massive, like, collaboration albums. Yeah. And he's showing us all his friends and everyone he knows. Great network. And someone even said it on Twitter. They were like, DJ Khaled's albums are like the Fast and Furious franchise of music. Like, everyone comes together and everyone does it, but no one, like, puts forward their best efforts.
Now, I can't lie to you. Yeah. SZA, the hook was okay, but that's not the best that she's given us. Like, no, I was very upset with that. And I think it was with Future, and I love Future as a featuring artist.
I think that's one of my favourite songs, so I do play that one. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, it's a bit passive. Like, I can listen to it and I can enjoy it. But
is it their best feature? Like, especially if you compare it for example, SZA on Persuasive.
Yeah.
Look at the difference between her delivery there and her delivery on this. I'm like, huh. But the visual was nice though. The visual for that song,
it was
stunning. Like, she's a beautiful babe. I think I like the sample on Bills Paid with Lato and City Girls.
Yeah.
But I said it's not their best.
It's not their best. But I don't know why this happens and we always get like, it maybe not even 70% of everyone. Like, so everyone's given us, you know?
I know. I feel like, maybe because, I think the production.
There's so many people, and it's just like, oh, maybe, like, they might be distracted by, I don't know, time, whatever.
Yeah.
We just don't get the best of everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, even the production element of things, I'm like, I don't think DJ Khaled explores out of his usual style. It's just repetitive.
DJ Khaled.
Another one.
But that's literally what it is when he says another one like that. It's like another
it literally
one.
Is another it one. Literally is. It literally
exactly like that.
But I really tried. Like, I think it took me two takes to finish one listen. So yeah, that's very telling of how much I struggled with that one. Drake, I love Drake, that fine man. But even then, I don't think that's even his best either. Oh God, it's just
quickly,
frustrating.
Quickly, what did you think of the album?
Which one?
Honestly, never mind.
The title, it says it all. Honestly, never mind.
We could
do you know what?
That.
I tried it again. I tried recently, funny enough, to listen to the album. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't. I like certain songs like Falling Back. I do love that song so much. But I feel like for me, his vocals didn't really suit that sound. If I'm being honest with you, like, I feel like there was something missing for me throughout. I feel like, give us what he gave us and let me use additional background vocals. I would have loved it more.
I feel like he can't tour with that. That's what it is. Obviously, he gave us.
Has he told of CLB yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, so thank God. We've got that as well.
Together.
But you know what? Yeah, I think we say that, but I think there's certain demographics that actually do love it. That chair, I mean, it's a very funny sound, but the certain demographic that does like love the album. I've got male friends that do love the album. They're jumping up and down. You're calling my name.
I quite like it, to be fair. Like, I feel like the second half was a lot stronger than the first half.
Let me look back again, because chair.
No, I feel like it's because growing up is like doing dancing and stuff. Obviously, mm-hmm. we had to dance to all types of music. Yeah. So I'm used to hearing like more housey kind of music and more commercial music mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. like a daily basis. And as like from a dance perspective, I can imagine how my commercial teacher would have yes. mashed up a song and we would be doing a routine and canons and, yeah. and yeah. like that's why I really enjoyed it, because it was it's even named on like Apple Music like dance. That's yes, the genre of it. Yeah. So I think from that perspective of like being a dancer and growing up in that environment, I enjoyed it because of all of that. We would do so many mixes to like different artists when they were in like their pop bag and
yes,
all of that.
Yes.
So yeah, I feel like we're coming from different
that.
Places.
No, I respect that. For the song that I love, as like Falling Back, Tets Go Green, Sticky grew on me at an event, funny enough.
I thought you were going to say like when you were out shopping, you know, like no. H&M's and the Zara.
It is very H&M, very Zara for real though. I like Massive. The one that I love though, Tie That Binds.
That's
Tie
the best that one. Bind, that's
that
the
song,
best one.
It stood like a sofa. It stood, I said, what?
So you wanted more of that?
Yes. Liability, I like that one as well. I like you said, the second half was way better than the first. When I think about it now, yeah. I love the second half more.
I also think with Drake, he's at that point in life, you can see it through his content. He is hilarious. Yeah. I constantly send my friend his post because he just doesn't care.
Did you see that video of him going around talking about Kanye, Tyga? It was even just a few days ago, funny enough, and he had this sexy plait. That man is, when he has a tan and he has the plaits, delicious. Delicious.
He's doing anything and everything. Like, why did he bring out Nelly Furtado? Why was he singing
the
Backstreet
Boys? I love that.
I absolutely love it. But he is just
so random with it.
He is just at a point where he's doing anything.
Yeah. I feel like he's living his best life. And I respect it.
He's like,
oh,
this is making my inner child happy. Let me.
I respect it, child. I have to support it. But that is all for the latest releases. We're going to go into the trending topics and start with She by Sheetin, apparently.
Oh
someone
God.
Called it Sheetin, but it's She by Sheree. She by Sheree has finally dropped her collection after 14 years.
I'm exhausted already, because 14 years is a long time, you know? So I was, I already said to you, I was like dying of laughter, and I was like, it literally takes people 6 months to start a brand.
Yeah.
Like, and so these are like people coming straight, fresh out of uni. And
yes.
stuff. So I don't understand why it took her 14 years, especially as
over a decade.
A reality star and how much money she has mm-hmm. and all of this. I don't know her actual situation and like the problems and yeah. stuff, but then it's taken her 14 years and what she's put out just isn't great either.
No.
So something
they call it Sheetin by Sheree.
Something's just not adding up. I don't know what took that amount of time.
Do you know what it is? I watched the Rise of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I can't lie to you, she lacks drive. She lacks drive. She lacks focus. I feel like even this collection, I feel like it was a backup storyline. That's why it felt rushed. Because even the last episode, they focused on the fashion show for this collection. And it came out the same day that the episode came out. And she had 5 pieces physically with her out of 24. As
why?
The day before.
Why?
It's just a lack
of... if you're working to deadlines, why?
Why? And the thing is that even her system, bless her heart, she actually wants to go on a plane.
She
wants to go on a plane to go and collect those pieces. I said, damn. No, I saw the pieces. I was like, it's looking cheap. Well, first of all, why was it not steamed before you had it on the models? So she has some merch items. So she has Who Gonna Check Me Boo. And even the graphic is looking like it was from 2004.
Like I could have done, like a child could have done
my
it.
My sister that is 16 because
like,
I'm better than that.
We could have gone to the market and got that printed, you know, just...
You know what? I wasn't mad at her creating a t-shirt for Who Gonna Check Me Boo, because I actually do support like people like Nene profiting from their iconic sayings.
Iconic moments.
But it's just
memes,
making it look more modern. Like the graphic is looking outdated. It's not, and the t-shirts were looking flimsy.
That's not even her aesthetic. Like I understand if that's your aesthetic and like everything was like cohesive, but it's not.
Ah, like even the tracksuit, somebody did find it on was it Shein or something like that, AliExpress, Alibaba.
They
found it somewhere.
Yeah, like Amazon as well. Like,
it was I was too shy for her. Like she constantly makes me shy for her. Like even in terms of what do you call it? On the show itself, this Tyrone storyline. She's laughing. This Tyrone storyline was so embarrassing for me. I was like, so this is her prison bay, basically. And I said, what is going on here? Like, she waited outside for 2 hours for him not to show up. I can't lie, you need to watch for how to see that current season.
Goodness.
Like, I can't lie to you. But I felt shy for her.
I used to watch it, but then I kind of got into a thing of where I felt like as I listened to a lot of music.
Yes.
So most of the time I'm listening to music, and if you're interrupting me, you're interrupting my music.
I get it. I get it.
So I have a commitment issue with watching shows and such.
No, like, but it's true because there's a lot. There's Atlanta, there's Dubai.
There is a lot, yeah. And like, I do get engrossed in. Like, I enjoy reality TV more than like other types of like TV. So I just feel like sometimes I'm wasting time, especially with binge watching. Because I remember like during the pandemic, obviously we all had time.
Yeah,
but I finished Bridgerton in a day.
Oh, God,
like, that's eight hours. Do you know what I mean?
And like, no,
can easily get sucked into that when you're supposed to be doing other things.
It's true.
So I do have a time commitment issue with series, and I enjoy watching movies because I know this is an hour and a half. Yes. Boom, I'm finished.
Yes.
But Real Housewives are like quite a few of them. Like, my mum watches a lot of them, and like even Jersey and stuff. Yeah. And
I'm scared to the white ones, like the Jersey, the New York City.
But they're crazy because they're Italian and it's all very fiery.
Yeah.
And what else used to Beverly Hills was.
I've heard about that as well. I've heard about that too. The rich white honey.
They were crazy.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard about that too. Like, for me watching that, I just felt so shy for her just the whole season. I feel like she embarrasses me all the time. I think she's a bad friend. She's a bad fashion designer of bad Fifi, even, to be honest.
It's just there's a lot going on. Yeah. Everything could have been better. But
I agree with you on that. Like,
are we gonna
shed a lot of hype as well? Like, this was her one chance.
14 years.
God, 14 years. This is the first and last. And know what? The price points for some of the stuff. I saw like £140.
Yeah,
for a t-shirt that looks flimsy. Like, I've got a Breon Way merch t-shirt that is top quality. Like, it is nice and thick. It's got a structure to it. I can see on her models that her one is flimsy.
It's not holding anything,
honey.
Yeah, it's not holding.
That is very embarrassing. I'm too shy for her. I'm too shy for her. But that's our thoughts on her show.
I don't know if she's gonna like get this. I don't know.
Nah, she ain't getting. This is her last shot. We're too critical. I feel like her target market is too critical. This is her.
Who was the target market?
I feel like it was us. It was. I think it was black people in America mainly, and the Bravo lovers. I feel because Bravo's one of those
people
shows,
who watch a show basically.
Yeah, basically because
Real Housewives of Atlanta fans.
Yeah, especially that one specifically as well because they have a different audience to maybe like the Potomac, which I saw the trailer. I can't wait for that new season. And then also like of course the New Jerseys, all that kind of stuff. But no, I'm never again, please. Like, she put me to shame. Like, I'm so proud. Like, the candies with her own stuff, the candy with her hair care. Like, they've all given us something substantial that's lasted for years. Like, what has Sheree given us?
I feel like Candy needs to relax a little bit with the music.
Is it?
Legs and hips and body.
Let's get them, girls.
Like, obviously, it hit on TikTok.
Yeah,
of course,
it was years later as well.
In actuality,
gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. But that's our thoughts on She by Sheree or Sheree Campaign. But we're gonna go into the Grime Rated Awards 2022 nominations.
give it to me.
So they released their nominations or categories, whatever, a few days ago. Yep. And I was disturbed.
Not impressed.
I want to start off with the Female Artist of the Year category. So we've got Cleo So, who I can respect.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Darko.
Yeah.
Dreya Mack, who, of course, had a smash single.
Yeah.
Flo, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ivorian Doll.
Yeah.
Okay. Little Sims, of course, that album amazing. Yeah. Mahalia, Mira May, Miss Banks, and Steph London. Yeah, so let's actually get into it because, first of all, we're mixing girl group with R&B and with rap, which does not make sense to me.
It does not.
Then there are certain artists I'm seeing here that I've not heard from them since 2019. How did we get here? I don't mind naming names because I feel like for me, it's enough.
Okay.
Darko, I've not heard anything pop since. I'm Trying to Love You Like a Gangster. I've not heard anything since then. And I can't lie, Miss Banks EP, I've spoken about it like the third time now on this podcast. That EP was horrendous.
Oh, you didn't like it? I didn't like it. I liked Bear With Me.
Which one's that one again?
She's just bearing her soul and talking about her past and stuff. And there's
good for her. No, I'm so bad. No, you know what? There were certain songs like, you know what? I get it. But yeah. As a body of work, why are we rewarding mediocre? It's not even, mediocre is even an insult to people that are actually giving us bops. But I feel like it's just subpar. It's low quality. Like, Stefflon has not given us an album yet. And even the singles as well have not really been on point.
There's a lot going on here
as well. Ivorian Dahl, respectfully, I love her. She's like a sweetheart.
Yeah, she smashed the festival, like festival.
Yeah. I feel like I love Rumours.
There's still like discrepancies with
her label or something like that. I love Rumours. And I was doing a song afterwards, I've forgotten. But I feel like in the past year, she's not really delivered enough to get.
First of all,
it had to be condensed. This should have been condensed. And also, I get it. Flo is the only girl group really at the moment, so I get why maybe they're awkwardly placed in this.
It is a very awkward placement. Like, obviously, they deserve it because honestly, debuting a new artist or a group or whatever is not easy. And the way their rollout, their EP, their singles, their videos, like, it was absolutely immaculate. Yeah. So they, like, it's nothing less than deserving. Yeah,
absolutely.
But, like, it's just...
The placement of it all.
And all the genres just thrown together.
Yeah, like even, for example, and a different fan base as well. Different fan base. Is it really fair as well?
They're so different. Like, who would you pick when I like three people? Like, I just end up not voting.
For me, and you know what's so weird, I said with all of this, I can't see Bella in this list. I was like, and the thing for me is that when I saw the list here, I said, am I being biased? I said, no, I'm not. I can't come and gaslight myself. This is a talented babe.
Do they not know what she's doing right now? I was
so offended. Because I was like, maybe, okay, there's not a project out yet because she's bringing out her project in 2 weeks. I thought maybe it was that. But I was like, neither has Darko.
I'm so excited.
Listen, Adamsville. Neither has Darko. There's no EP.
Audiences, we need to know what is going on. Yes. How they're basing it.
What's
the criteria?
What
are we looking at, basically? Because you're deciding anything.
Like, I can't. Like, it was based on projects. We've not got a project from Stefflon Don this year. Miss Banks, granted, she gave us a project, but even then. Then Mira May, of course, released an album which was really good, very deserving. Mm-hmm. Mahalia too. I believe did she drop a project recently?
She did.
I think she did. It was an EP.
Obviously she's from Leicester, and I went to see her show in Leicester.
No, she's talented.
She was amazing.
She's so talented. Yeah, like Little Sims. Really and truly, based on this, Flo or Little Sims should get this. But is it going to be fair in terms of voting? Because it's a voting-based award show. Even the Breakthrough Artist of the Year category was very confusing because I said, I've not heard some of these names. And I get it. Graham as well is not really my genre. I was like, but I was like, I'm seeing names. Have they even tapped on the door to break through it? I don't understand.
I'm seeing
A1 XJ1.
I've seen that name before.
Yeah, I've seen that name as well. Brucey, Clavish. Is it Nux?
Yeah, Nux.
So fine.
Yeah.
Dre and Mac again.
Dre and Mac.
Nims. There's like three Z's after his name. So is that Nims?
Okay.
Rimsey. I've seen the name Rimsey. Saints. Saints Hay?
Oh, Saints Hay?
Sounds wow, Jesus Lord. Mere names, I'm a butcher name. Switch OTR. So there's certain names that I've recognized, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then for the album of the year, I think that one made a bit more sense to me. I'm seeing Cleo Soul, mm-hmm. Dave, Koji Radical,
yeah.
Who got the Mercury Prize Award, I believe, the other day. Is it the Mercury Prize Award? Something like that. I got an award.
Did
yeah, I saw that. Shout out to him.
I'm going
to
see his show, so I'm excited.
Yeah. You want to see him? When have you seen him?
Home?
When have you seen him?
It got postponed. So,
is it? Maybe... Was it because of the Queen's passing?
No, it was meant to be in like March. So this is like postponed from March to like.
Wait, for March November. Of lockdown or March of this year?
March of this year.
But why did it get postponed?
I don't know. A few shows, around March, April time, a few shows were getting postponed.
Okay.
And then obviously because of venues booked up from like spring, summer, everyone had to wait until like. Come on, Sheree,
spring, summer. spring, summer, September!
Spring, summer, now we're September.
Literally, we're actually doing a Sheree right now. That is actually amazing. You've got Tion Wayne, you've got M. Honcho. So I can respect this category. I think this category, it's good. In terms of the males, we've got Ardy, Central C, D Block Europe.
Ardy?
Yeah, got Ardy, yeah. Got Dave, Digga D, K-Trap, M. Honcho, okay, this name, Porter Paper.
Oh, Porter Paper, yeah.
I go get a tongue twister. That's how I tip my tongue. I was like,
Porter Paper.
I was like, seen Russ Millions. Hold on.
Wait, what? Russ.
The one that's still making the same beats, okay, and Tion Wayne. I will take this one. Okay, the one that actually got to me was Personality of the Year. Mm-mm. We've got Big Zoo, which I can't stand, Chunks, Harry Pinero, KSI, Mo Gilligan, I respect that a lot, Munya, Nella Rose, Young Philly, and ZZ Mills.
It's all the same names that I would have expected. Okay.
That's my problem, number one. And number two, I was like, where's Victor? Victor Kunda?
The newbies.
Where's Remy Bags?
I'm sorry to call you a newbie, but...
I feel like he's on the right. I agree with you. He's more new in terms of being the limelight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I agree with you on that.
But they are bringing something and they're competing because they're working with big brands. They're working on the same level. Some people have been in the industry longer and been doing what they've been doing longer, but they're literally working on the same level.
Oh, I was really irritated when I saw it. I was like, you know what? It's the same name. Well,
why are we getting like 10 for some categories?
It needs to be 5 and make it a strong 5. Not make it a weak 10. Like, come on. For Radio DJ of the Year, we've got Yinka, who I love. She's been on the podcast before, Yinka Bikini, and Shania Marie. Tiffany Calvert, who opened for Megan. Mm-hmm. Snoochie Shy, who I know their name, but I've never really heard them before on the radio.
Never-ending lists.
Yes, Sir Spyro. Rob Bruce, who I love. My naughty, my namesake. Kenny All-Star. You're making me laugh. We've got Kenny All-Star. Yeah. Henry, who I love as well.
Yeah.
DJ Target and Charlie Sloth. I think this is the strongest category out of the rest.
It's a very long list, though.
Very long.
I have a lot to say, but at the same time, I don't have much to say.
Like, I feel like I'm... But you know what it is? I just need award shows to get it. And just bear in mind... You know what? I got dragged the other day on the TL. I don't know if you saw that one.
No, I didn't.
Because I tweeted about black-owned businesses. So I always understand that...
I saw a little bit.
I got my ass handed to me, basically. But I kind of needed this. I didn't really see a lot of... Don't come and beat me up now, please. But I'll make it clear, I'm not just flogging them. I flogged the Grammys, I flogged the Brit Awards, I flogged a lot of them. I feel like the award shows in general need to get together.
Did people think you were talking about black-owned businesses as in, like, just...
To be fair to them, that was separate from even this. So it was more so in terms of, you know, the hustle that happened with the home designer. Is she a home designer? Something like that? And she also won 30K.
Yeah.
I tweeted, shall we repeat on the podcast before I get beat up again? I tweeted something, I want to paraphrase it, along the lines of, oh, my trust has been broken, Charles. Basically, what I was going to say was this. My trust has definitely been broken by a lot of black-owned businesses. Even the studio that I had before this one.
Yeah.
I'm calling out names now. Even like event planners, all that kind of stuff. So I tweeted based on my experience. People thought that I meant, oh, I will never support a black-owned business again.
Oh, like generalizing.
Yeah, so so I can definitely understand their point of view or how they saw it. But I said, I saw the screen, the quote tweets are like 300 quote tweets. Oh, God. I said, really? But you know what? I'm not someone that takes it to heart. Twitter is Twitter. It's social media.
They get over it.
Yeah, a child. Did you see what happened yesterday with the boxers?
With who?
Someone posted their ripped boxers on the TL yesterday.
Oh, gosh. No. I spend a little bit less time on Twitter now.
You know what? I think it's for the best. Because I am traumatized.
That is...
This is called traumazine.
Sometimes I'm scrolling down my timeline. Obviously,
it's for the best.
We definitely see the same things. But sometimes I'm just like, oh, let me close the app because I don't want to see this. I don't want
honestly. So for me, I get it. But in terms of the award shows, I think my issue with black award shows, the fact that it's created for us, allegedly. It's for us.
Allegedly.
Now, whether they do that, because for me, for example, I can mention, is it the Mobos with Tim Westwood, for example. Why has he won 2 Mobo Awards, please? Like, I'm like, if it's meant for us, I'm sure that even in the time that he won those awards,
but
they were amazing.
I think it's because, like, he's embedded into black culture and black
And that
music.
Is very scary in itself.
So
that is a whole separate scary conversation to be had, because
that's a different conversation.
I'm sure even in those times there were amazing black radio DJs that could have won those awards, especially for some of them to focus. Isn't it music of black origin, for example? Like, focus on the blacks that are making it happen. But child, what can we do?
We don't really retain anything, do we? Like
that part. That part.
That's the truth.
Nah, because certain names should not be in our world. They've got the Brits. They've got certain... We don't get... For example, there was a pop R&B category for the Brits Awards, I believe.
Pop R&B? They're two separate genres. Like, I feel like
it's not fair.
I also feel like genres are getting very fluid nowadays. Yes. No one wants to be put in a box, and I understand people wanting to experiment and grow sonically and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But we kind of need the boxes a little
Please,
bit.
Please, we need it.
We need the boxes.
Because the thing is that why do you have Adele with someone like Cleo? So I think she was one that was in one of the categories. Mm-hmm. It was. It's like it's not fair because Adele's got a bigger fan base. That's the first thing.
That's
and
the first
she's
thing.
Pop, and pop is bigger in terms of like numbers, sort of radio play. So it's just not fair. And I feel like when it comes to our own, can we please kindly highlight the ones that have got talent? Thank you so much. I think that's what I'm asking for when it comes to this category I'm reading for the Rated Awards. But I don't know who's hosting this one.
I feel like we need better structure, for sure.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. It's a bit all over the place.
I agree with you on that. So Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears have been in the news because there is a civil lawsuit that was filed by a 22-year-old woman on behalf of herself and her brother. Mm-hmm. Situation that happened when they were minors, where they believed that they were auditioning for a skit, but it was actually Tiffany and Ari taking advantage of them. And I'm so disgusted. I don't know what to even say.
Like,
what were your thoughts when you saw the news?
So I was a bit confused at first. I was like, not Tiffany Haddish. Like, I absolutely love her. Like, she took chicken to the Met Gala. Like, she's funny. Like, Girls Trip was an amazing movie.
I loved Girls Trip. That's the sad thing.
So I was just like, Tiffany Haddish. And obviously, she works so hard. And she's always receiving backlash because of how she is and whatever. So I've always, like, enjoyed her and her branding and just her being who she is. So I was a bit like, not Tiffany Haddish. Like, we can't cancel her. Surely, like, what has she done? So like, I read a bit of it and then I stopped reading because I was just like, oh, this is a lot.
It's a lot.
And then someone like linked a video and I watched the video. It's just weird.
I was so scared to watch because I was like, it was nah. But I think with me and Tiffany though, I was talking about someone else personally.
me and Tiffany,
let me go beef honey. But with her, I think I lost respect for her last year on Clubhouse because something happened. I've been talking about during the whole COVID time, and I think there was a doctor trying to give advice about the vaccine, all that kind of stuff, if I remember correctly. And she and a few other, I think it was a guy called Chaka Bar, something like that, Bars or whatever. And they got one woman who is actually a professional doctor, something like that. And what they did to her, she almost on the line to herself, basically, because of how bad it was.
I remember that,
so for me, I think from then onwards, I just saw her as like a bully. So it's very scary. So funny with Aries, is it Aries Spears? With Aries Spears.
Yeah, I think it's Aries.
If Aries Spears is crazy, because this last week was in the news for coming for Lizzo. So it's just so crazy how a week later, I saw that. It's the same guy.
That was him.
It's the same man.
Like, the audacity.
When I realised that, let's get into that, because Lizzo's speech at, what was the awards show again? What was it, the VMAs that Nicki did her? Yeah, it was the VMAs, yeah. So she did her speech and was like, listen, I'm winning. And I was like, the timing of her speech, and the fact that they're about to lose, I pretty lose this case. They better lose this case, because now it's actually scary. And as I said, I've not watched the video, but I've heard about the details, and the details it's harrowing.
I didn't watch the actual video. It was a video of Tiffany and Aries doing some kind of skit, and it was weird. Like, I'm not even gonna describe what was going on, but it was weird. And it's like, why are you doing that? And it was so like sexually pervert.
I saw one of him on top of a man, and
I didn't even see that. After one, I saw
it was like a few seconds, but it was so cringe. I said, what are you doing? Like,
just a bit disturbing.
Very disturbing.
I don't know how I feel like about that and that whole case. We're just gonna have to like watch it play out and hope the people that are filing get justice.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Woo! It's a lot.
It's a lot, child. But don't push record. Listen.
All this
I ain't got the time for that. But that is our thoughts on the situation with Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. Let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show. I wanted to give a quick shout out to India for her Boots partnership. So she's an ambassador for Boots Beauty and also her six-figure deal with Pretty Little Thing Marketplace.
Deserved.
What were your thoughts on this announcement? On announcements, because more than one. I love
so
that for
like,
her.
Obviously, I was anticipating what would happen for her because it seems like everyone else was coming out with deals.
Like Tasha and
some
Ekin-Su.
Of them I did care about, some of them I didn't.
Of course.
Like, obviously, we love Ekin-Su and Opoly. Like, she was wearing the dresses in the villa, so well done to her. Yeah. And obviously, Tasha's made sense. All Tasha's brand deals, even the Cadbury's one. I am so happy for her.
You know, she's on my heart post Love Island. Like, that was so beautiful.
I feel like again, with editing and producing and what people have come out and said, like, she was obviously portrayed in a certain way. And I feel like even with watching the show, it, like, she was technically, like, bullied and made to feel small.
Yeah, so I agree with that, especially about Luca and Jacquees.
She was isolated. So many times she was crying. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for those two for sure. And then India, I just feel like as a black woman, you know, with everything that goes on, I'm so happy for her that she's come out. She's almost got nearly a million followers because everyone else is like past a million. Everyone's soaring. And it's like she was the only one, like last one left. And I'm just happy for her that she's like she's being recognized because we've seen people in the past come out of Love Island, like black women. And they're not anywhere near like what she's touching right now. So I'm glad she's like won the nation's hearts and she's got her Boots deal. She's got her Pretty Little Thing deal, a marketplace. I'm not too sure about that and the branding. We'll see, again, we'll see how it plays out.
So something about her. So apparently all the proceeds from the marketplace collaboration will go to a charity in Jamaica.
I like that.
That part of it, I loved. Of course, I don't know much about the marketplace and of course it being it's, Pretty Little Thing. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but of course, I think because she's one of the first. I'm sure she was the first, isn't it?
Yeah, she's the first person. It's like a brand new thing and they've got a brand new app.
Yeah.
But with that, obviously it's about like sustainability and recycling and like trying to, you know, go green a little bit, and fast fashion isn't green.
Literally.
So I want to know what we're doing for the future.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for her, and I'm glad that she's getting the bag just as well as everyone else.
I agree.
And I'm excited to see what happens because I feel like she's gonna be such a household name.
Yes.
Like,
I feel that name is powerful. I feel like her and Dami are so fine. Oh my God, they were at the screening as well. They were at the screening too, and they just looked so beautiful. Even in real life, like pictures is one thing, but in real life,
energy, stunning. Energy speaks.
Honestly,
I'm so happy that obviously her and Dami ended up together because I don't know what Ikenna was doing.
Ciao. One of him and Dami are friends now. I love that for them, but he was just not serious candidate.
He wasn't serious.
He was a serious candidate.
It's like you can't even say anything because you weren't serious.
Ciao. Honestly, but that's our thoughts on the lovely India. The last topic before we go is Missy Elliott. So she tweeted something. Let's see if I can find what she. This, I love her so much. Hey, I love her so much. She tweeted something. So she was asking people on Twitter, what makes a song a hit or a classic?
Oh, yes.
And I think at that time, it was a week since Super Free Girl came out, by Nicki Minaj, and she went number one. So they thought she was subbing Nicki. Now, I was like, how would that make sense? Because Nicki's song just came out. We can't call it a classic if it just came out. So, and it started to disrespect her. Oh, she hasn't got either the classic or the hits. I was like, hold on. Missy Elliott is not anybody's mates. In terms of even her being a solo artist and a producer and a songwriter, like, let's talk to her nice, please. But what were your thoughts? I don't even got to even see the original situation happen, but what were your thoughts when I sent you this topic?
I just thought it was like someone tweeting their thoughts and wanting a response from people.
Yeah,
like, that was literally it. I didn't think she deserved to be kicked.
I can't lie to you. I think when I saw her response, I was so sad. She hasn't even clarified that, like, I was talking to my friend in the studio and I told him to be on the TL, not about Nicki. But I feel like it's an insecurity thing as well. I can't lie to you. Even yesterday, Nicki had a Queen Radio episode and she addressed something that Lato said about how for a long time it was just Nicki. Now there's new female artists and they're like this. So she did this kind of sign. And I think Nicki thought again that it was a sub. I'm like, not everything is a sub. Please. You know, I was so sad. Like, you just released your Queen mix for the Super Free Girl, which I actually liked. I liked the Queen mix. It was nice. I feel like JT did amazing on that. But it's like, no.
I thought it was okay.
I mean, Agba V shocked me. Agba V, I know from Love and Hip Hop. And I've said, you took a chance on this, babe. But I think the rest, I was like, okay. But I feel like JT and of course Nicki's additional part at the end was nice. But I'm like, Nicki, please, you got so much. You're number one just a few weeks ago. Like, you are being respected.
I feel like this constantly happens at the moment.
Yes.
Like, every time that I hear her name, it's some kind of commotion.
Like, it don't do, please, sis. Like, I feel like she's a legend. Like, that's something that I wish that she knew. I feel like it's an insecurity thing. I think both on her part and her fans' part.
She doesn't need that for the brand. Like, some people like thrive off controversy and all that good stuff, but she doesn't need it
at all. I personally think she needs that. Like, she's gonna say, like, the husband is one thing, but please, like, let us just Try to focus on me so much as possible. As in, like, it's too much going on at the same time. But literally, that is all for today's episode. I've had so much fun.
Actually, before, like we've covered twice as much.
Yes, yes, yes. Literally. Before I let you go, is there anything that you've been loving right now that you want to plug?
Yes, everyone needs to go and listen to Melvito's new EP, Overdose. My gosh, 6 tracks of just pure, amazing. Like he is a national treasure.
Like, so what's his genre? What's the under?
I have no clue. Afrofusion, experimental. Like there are a few piano sounds in there. There's Afro beats. There's like
I love the sound of
brings
that.
Back like IOJ, and I like obviously his song in 2013, your number was just an absolute smash hit. Like he got everything right. And Oxlade's on there.
Oxlade.
You know that everyone just needs to go and listen to that EP because I feel like it's 9 months into music and this is one of the best releases of the year.
Wow.
And it's like, how are you trumping 9 months worth of music?
That's amazing.
Like take here or there.
I'll listen to that.
You're going to love it.
I'll listen to it when I get home. My one, got Jack James, who literally, like, for me, I knew about his music. I've heard about a few songs.
Yeah.
But.
Did you not take it in?
So I went to listen to his 3 EPs.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Listen! I love him so much. I love the most. Oh my God. If I go into his artist page.
You should have. Would have loved his show in March.
Do you know what? I was so hurt. I was like, I discovered him too late. Bella was telling me, listen to him.
She
was telling me, listen to him. Because I heard like Love in the Club before. Yeah, I heard like certain songs here and there. But his overall artistry is just spectacular. From Detour to now, it's just amazing. My favorite song on Detour. I love 4 AM and Summer. Was my favorite 2 songs from there. I feel like Joyride, the EP is flawless from start to finish. Like, what? But my favorite songs on that project are Joyride. I love Basement and No Drama. And what you want? I love every song. Like, literally, and then on the most recent EP, On the Rocks, I love Galaxy Swim, Deeper, and Drunk Love. Shout out to Ari Pensmith for those 2 songs he produced, I believe, and wrote them as well.
Yeah.
Hennessy Tears. Like, all the songs are top tier. Like, he's given proper, like, American level. Like, when I listen to him, I get a bit of, like, Lucky Day, a little bit of, like, Miguel. Like, it's just a little bit of everybody, but he's just still himself. He's still Jack James.
Yes.
And, of course, the song with Ambre.
So good.
And Baby. So good. Let me call me Baby.
Like, who said R&B died, please?
Now, listen,
who
listen. Said?
Who said?
Meets is dead. What meets is dead is that conversation?
Is that conversation?
Meets is dead dad.
I'm sorry. If you think R&B is dead, you're a lazy listener.
Listen,
because
so many out. We've got Tamir, we've got Bella, we've got Jack James. Like, we've got so many names. Like,
so
come
many.
On.
Jazz Karras.
Come
like,
on.
Callie Claire, Joey XL. Like, the names are just...
It goes on and on.
The list goes on,
and there's
honestly
a whole place on Spotify and Apple Music. Go and do your due diligence. But that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.
I've enjoyed myself.
We came
a good
here
time.
From TikTok and
listen,
here we are.
High five, baby. High five. Hey. For the last time, where can they find you?
Where can you find me? Sapphire Carter _ Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And if you want to follow me, subscribe to me on YouTube.
Come
then
on.
Please do.
Subscribe. And it's been your boy, Manny. Follow me on Twitter, TheClassicMan. Everyone's a classic Manny. So that's Instagram and TikTok. Use the hashtag TCM Show on the conversation. Follow TC Manny HQ on Insta and Twitter. But as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys.
Send me love.
Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.